If you'll pardon me for a moment. She pulled her phone from her pocket and tapped a contact number. Yes, this is Miss Grumman. I am having some difficulty with local law enforcement outside the bistro. They are refusing to leave the investigation to Herr Spiros' private security. Of course. Grumman held out the phone to the police officer. It is the senator's office. I believe you have new orders. The officer gritted his teeth and took the phone. Ms. Grumman took Demetrius aside. At the conclusion of this phone call, the officer will reluctantly remove his men from the bistro, but he is still within his rights to take a statement from you, and he will quite rightly demand to do so. You shall tell him the following. Marcus Spiros is a former employee and family member. He has had access to both the bistro and its delivery vehicle with your permission for quite some time as a favor unrelated to the operation of your business. He has been visiting after hours with escalating frequency in the last 7 months, and while this is not the first time he has borrowed the catering truck, it is the first time he has not returned it prior to start of business the following day.
That's not exactly true. He hasn't been to the bistro in 5 years.
I am aware of that, Herr Spiros. But when asked, you will give the information I have provided.
It seems to me you want me to tell an awful lot of lies to the cops. That's putting me in a tight spot, isn't it? Why should I take all of this risk?
Because you have been paid $15 million for your compliance, and non-compliance at any point until the successful acquisition will forfeit the remaining $15 million.
All right, the rest of the money.
Okay, so how often has Marcus been visiting?